Good morning and welcome to Something Brewing with Tracy Mahan, my beautiful co-host, and me, Cherry Devine. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties, and so we did get locked on. Yay! Hey, Trace, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. I swear the challenge is, but yeah, about 30 seconds ago, I finally got figured out how to log on through my phone because we can't get on through our computer. It's shutting us down. I'm hoping we can unmute the callers because the backstage was not letting me do anything earlier. So hopefully we can do that. But
it did let me unmute because I called in. And so that is telling me have a good chance of being able to do that. So,
yay.
Wow. Wow. What a way to start the day.
I was actually kind of having fun with it going, okay, that won't work. What else do I do? So the trick was one of us had to log in as a host. And if we both called in through the other number, no one was going to be a host. And so I did get that figured out and called in under the host number. So I think that is why we're now able to function. And so, okay, let's get everybody over to our chat just in case we have any more technical difficulties. You guys can follow us over there and find out what's going on. And that is over on Facebook under Cat Media with the number 2 behind the word media, Fully Awakening Together. So Cat Media 2 over on Facebook. And you'll see a little chat banner. You have to ask to join the group, and we'll get you in there as soon as we can. And then you just get under the chat banner and chat with us. So there it is.
That's it. And it's a wonderful I'm going to talk right along with you, Tracy. did you mention it's a closed group so that there are those who love to keep their spiritual path.
This is what happens when we don't have our 5 minutes of chatting before the show starts. We're all discombobulated.
I am so lost.
What happened?
I don't know. But I will put it out there. The number to call in is 646-668-8389. Again, 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 so that we know you have a question. We will be taking questions around the half hour. And limit it to one specific question. We're going to ask who you are and where you're calling from because we want to know. Anyway, do we have all the info out there now?
Who knows? We'll think of it again later and get it figured out. But while we're just kind of giving some information, why don't we share a little information about what's going on for us? And you have an upcoming workshop. So tell people what's happening with you, Cherry.
Oh, my gosh. It's in a few weeks. I will be on the Big Island with a wonderful group to do a 7-day retreat. A friend of mine, Vicki Pruitt, and I are facilitating our second retreat over on the Big Island. We have 2 spaces left, and if you are interested, this is the time to sign up. If you mention the radio show, then you will get the early bird discount. We'd really love to have you over there. So, that's what's going on for me. I'm excited. Suitcases out, bikinis in the suitcase. Yeah, don't want to scare people. There is no bikini in there.
I think you were just about a few of them to sign up. They're like, let's get on
there
that
we
trip.
Go.
Bikini wearing.
Yes, well, it's
Cherry.
All about loving yourself. It's about loving who you are. It's about self-empowerment. It's moving through the emotional blocks that keep you from creating your dreams. It is powerful and impactful. Last year we had so much magic occur. And, one of the main things that keeps us from living up to our full potential is the lack of self-love, the lack of self-empowerment, and knowing we deserve the very best lives possible.
We do. And where would you like them to find you?
Oh,
they
could,
would like
oh,
a reading.
They're all intuitive, psychic. They'll look, they'll find. Or they can go to cherrydivine.com, has all of my information there. Or friend me on Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook. I tend to go there more. I do have a Snapchat and all that. I just forget to go to those places. So you'll find me, but I probably won't answer. And there's just too many of these social media things. So
you can
I'm
go
old
there.
School Facebook.
I just probably won't be there.
All right. I expect the other ethers. And Tracy,
awesome.
What's going on with you, and how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, well, I got a few things going on, so let's see if I can make this fairly quick. I got two January specials going, and one of them is a 2018 forecast. I'm running a special on that for $90. So if you would like your 2018 forecast, just send me a message. You can message me on Facebook, or you can email me at tracymahan@yahoo.com. The next special I have is a, if you book 30 minutes, and by the way, all of my stuff is virtual. It's either through a video or through a phone call. If you book 30-minute phone or video with me, that's $40, and you get your choice of a fairy world meditation or a dragon meet your dragon meditation. So you'd get a choice of one of those with your 30-minute reading. And if you refer a friend that books with me, then you get both meditations for free. If you are part of my Patreon page, you already have access to the meditations, so I'm offering you a different special. If you are curious about that, you need to message me. So again, go to Facebook and message me there, or you can email me at tracymahan@yahoo.com. The Patreon page, that is where you can go to sign up for just $8 a month. You can have, and I said a month, you can have access to all kinds of different hypnosis recordings, meditations, interactions, angel messages. You know, if I can come up with it, it's probably going to go there first. So it's got exclusive material you won't see on Facebook, Twitter, or any other thing. So Patreon is patreon.com/TracyMahan. There's my stuff. That's what I got going. Oh, and I am thinking about putting together a virtual group to write a letter. And if you want to know more about that, come find me on my Facebook page, Tracy Mahan, CHT. Send me there. I'm going to be posting that here shortly, probably within the day or by tomorrow, about writing a letter. And if you're curious about what that letter is, you got to come find me. Okay, Cherry.
Wow, you are a busy girl, busy girl. So, yeah, both of us are really using the computer to get out there. And it is important to understand that, you know, we work worldwide with people via telephone and computer. And energy is always connected. So you do not have to be live and in person. And if you want something in-depth, because on the radio or on the radio show, we can only skim over the surface. And there's quite a few callers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today's topic is building your dreams or living your dream, creating your dream, whatever it is, whichever way you want to put it, but the fear that stops you, you know, and I don't know that Tracy actually checked her email, but I sent her a little message
yes.
via her email, and so
it's
I don't know.
In the chaos, I did check my email, yes.
So are you curious, or would you like to do that or not? Because we can overlook that. That's okay with me, too.
Hey,
but
it's all good, because I think this is a great system. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, you have to ask me the questions, honey. I'm the one in the hot seat today. I got you on the hot seat last week. You get to ask me the questions. And, you know, it is.
Okay.
It's important for each and every person out there to understand, yes, Tracy and I are on our path. Everyone is on their path, yet we're walking it through the human experience. So we also have our own stuff. And what better way to show you how to move through yours other than showing you how we move through ours? Okay.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
I want to say hi to all the callers. We got a lot of callers on the board, and I just want to say hi to you guys. We are going to move into the calls in the second half of the show, and the chatters that are in the chat room, hello. Jeff said we could get started now. He's here.
Yay! Okay, Jeff. We will start.
And bending time a little. So just to recognize you guys and let you know, we really do appreciate you, and it's fun to have you show up and interact with us. So excited about that. Okay, so you want me to start asking you some questions?
Yeah, because last time I put you on the hot seat, and, you know, out of the blue, I didn't even get you, let you prepare. This came to me before, and it said, well, Jerry, guess what? You're going to be that person on the hot seat this time, only I'm a little prepared.
Yeah, you're a little bit more prepared. She kind of surprised me with it, but you know what?
Surprised
I got new,
me too. My group sent it in.
Kitties.
I said, okay.
Yeah, I got new lucky kitties. If you didn't hear last week's show, I ordered one of those feng shui
Yay.
Lucky kitties, and my doggy chewed it up in the floor. Within five
Go
minutes
back
of
and
it
listen
being out
to
of the
last
box.
Week's show.
So,
in the art.
So we were looking at what could that possibly represent, mean, whatever. There was a few stories I think I shared, and we just kind of dissected it. And it gives you an idea of how our life is a mirror into something to look at if we choose to do that. And so it is a good show, although I'm probably not flagging too many people over there as I'm dealing with my feng shui kitty story.
And I'm over here saying,
you guys, we are very real people, and we do go through our stuff too, and there's a lot going on. Always astrologically, there's a lot going on. So if you don't follow an astrologer, you could ask Cherry and I, either one of us, who we like to follow. I just think following astrology can be a really good way to kind of keep on top of why mood swings, really. You know, why am I shifting in my mood right now? Right now we're in a lot of Capricorn energy, and that's been very serious, and I think we're about to shift with this next full moon. So anyway, it's kind of good
we
to keep
are.
Up on that,
no.
I think. It helps me. Okay, Cherry. I'm trying to figure out if I'm reading this question right. What is your dream? Is it that you choose to create? Okay, so what is your dream
you're reading
to
it right.
create? Is that your... I'm reading it right. Okay. What are you
Yes, you are.
To
what
create?
Dream do I have that I choose to create? You know, and this is to represent for everybody, because we all have dreams. We have these aspirations. And my dream, and I focused on one, I have many dreams, but my dream is to really step out there and assist people in self-love and self-empowerment, you know, really becoming whole and seeing the magical beings they are. That's my
mm-hmm.
dream.
That's your dream. So you're
mm-hmm.
you're helping people to be whole.
That's
Wonderful.
Right.
Okay.
Of who they are completely, empower them, you know, move through what stops them from understanding that you can have. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stall out now, what is that fear that stops you?
You know, and here's the thing. This is where it's the eye-opener for people, because, like I said, Tracy and I are in the human experience, and we do have those fears. And I go into moments in which I'm going, who am I to help anybody? What do I have to offer? And what that does is takes me out of the essence of who I am. It will bring up, you know, the idea of the small self, the inadequate, the insecure. And so that a lot of times is what, you know, stops people from understanding there's so much more than just this physical ego self. But that's my fear. Who am I to help them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does this fear affect you then?
Well, and this is where people get to really look at things, because what happens when I get into that small space, I will sabotage myself. I will have started something, all of a sudden I distract myself from it, procrastinate, put many different things in the way, and until it, you know, it's kind of sitting there and just fizzles out. And then I get to say to myself, well, see, I didn't have it anyway. So that's where the fear has the ability to stop whatever I'm creating.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a clinker in there since you put yourself on the spot. So I refer to this as an ego part of self, and it comes from a belief system that has been learned in your early years. So when that ego has learned you're not good enough, you can't do this, and it creates that fear that you're speaking of that creates the stop, the ego will be the one that creates the procrastination, the sabotage, those pieces. So, and create the fear to sabotage, because the ego likes to be right. So at any point do you address the ego in this exercise? Or is that really what you're doing when you're looking at the fear?
You know, it's for me personally, it's understanding the ego exists. And you're right. It's that part that actually stops it. This is what's really great about doing this live and on air, is as this comes up and the ego self is addressed, my head filled with energy, and it's like, oh, I can't hear it. I don't know what she said. What's going on? And that's where our ego self will block us. And so for me, I love to address it, look into it if that's what's necessary, but move into the essence of who I am, because I know that this belief is not an absolute truth. Like you said, it's a belief that allows a creation, and this creation is stopping the momentum, the forward movement, or the claiming of the self. So,
yeah.
And that's interesting. Yeah. See, we get to walk through this together, guys.
And so is fear in fact truth?
No, it isn't my truth. It's exactly what you said it was. It is a teaching. It is a message received early on in life, whether it be in the womb, a past life, or this life. It is the illusion. Only an illusion. And I have the ability to move past that illusion, if I choose.
If you choose. And that's another thing.
If I choose.
Will. It's a choice. It's not right or wrong. It just is. You're going to learn something no matter which way you go with it. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. Just do the thing that feels the best.
And
so you have a guidance for release on here. I imagine you don't want me to butcher that. So is that something you're going to take us through?
I'm going to take us through that, or my group, my assistants are going to assist us. I like the word assistance today. Assist must be my word for the day. But, you know, I do want to put it out there, is if you do get stopped and you're moving through a lesson or experience, you may stop it over here, yet if you're at that point of moving through it, it's going to come up again and again and again, and you may even think you've addressed it fully, and it will come back to you in some form later on down the road. And it shows you personal growth. It shows you there's a little more to go through, and don't judge it, okay? That's it. So this is what I would like people to do, is if you are in a place, if you are driving, do not do this. Go back later and listen to the show. It will be archived. You can find it on Cat Media 2 or Tracy Mahan's page or Cherry Devine's page on Facebook. So if you're driving, do not do this. As a matter of fact, go la, 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 so that you don't go into the energy. Anyway.
I don't want to be in a car with someone that's doing that. La, 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 can't listen, can't listen. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I want each and every person to take a slow, deep breath all the way into the center of who you are, into your beingness. Allow this breath to create a feeling of calm and a feeling of relaxation. Exhale that breath out. And again, take in another breath slowly and deeply all the way into your center, allowing yourself to feel completely relaxed and very calm. Now, allow your focus to find the area within your body in which this fear is held. Just allow the mind, the focus of your attention, to go into your body and feel where your worry, where your fear is held. Concentrate on your body for just this moment. The fear is going to be located in the area that is the most tense. Is it in the leg, the arm, the chest, the neck? Which area is the most tense? Now place two fingers upon this and press into that area. Just press. As you're pressing into the area, we ask you to ask the question, is there anything that is good for me to know or anything for me to see that is held in this tension, in this area? This is the time you become the observer or a witness and allow whatever comes to the mind to come up, whatever feeling is there to be felt without the emotional burden, without the emotional attachment. As you allow yourself to feel the relaxation in this area, quit putting pressure there. If nothing came up, that is fine. There are times you release without seeing or feeling anything. It is just release from the body. As you keep your eyes closed, focus inward on your essence. Continue to breathe gently and easily and allow yourself to see the light that is your true essence that lives inside of you. Relax, for there is no reason to have tension as you begin the process of accessing the essence of who you are. Several of you tensed up. It is the truth of who you are, so relax. Now give the permission that is necessary to the essence to assist you in resolving any residual energy of the fear that you just addressed. Do nothing else other than to pass this over to your essence, giving permission to do what is necessary. Breathe and open your eyes and come back to this moment and feel the lightness that is there. We thank you so for allowing us to be of assistance to you today. Well, if everybody's back, that's what they wanted to do. Like I said, if you were driving, don't do this until later.
Okay.
So,
unless
you know,
you want to press on that stress point, press on that all you want.
That's it. That's it. You know, and the thing is many people believe we have to work on things. You know, and there's times there are things for us to view and see and feel. And other times it's just locating where it's held and applying pressure, giving our essence permission to assist us in releasing it without ever doing any other thing about it. It is okay to do it that way. But if there's something there for you to see, don't fear it. Allow it just to be there and know it's an experience. So,
yeah.
I feel Tracy has something very profound to say. Something there, Tracy. I'm just feeling it from you.
No.
What is it?
I agree with the part I liked is the pressing on that stress point, because I like to do the EFT where you tap the different pressure points. And when I went to press on the stress point, I noticed it was tender. I was like, ooh, there's definitely something being stored there. So it gives me something to look at that I have, it's showing me that there's an area that for me to look at and go a little deeper with a little bit later. Find out why am I carrying that there? Because mine was in the heart chakra. And so, you know, that's definitely something I want to look at. What's going on? Why was that my point? So actually, it was in my back, but I couldn't reach my back, but it's still the heart chakra. So I just went directly to the, the front side and went to where that was. So I was carrying stuff in the back up over the heart chakra there. But it was.
The energy of the heart chakra does go out forward and backwards. So if we're blocking the heart chakra, we will do it in the back as well as in the front, or just one or the other. So cool. It is okay if you are blocking something and you're in your fear, it is okay to allow yourself just the time to address it, to look at it, to feel it without judgment. You know, many times people say, oh, my God, I'm doing it again. I'm procrastinating. Well, there's your judgment. There's your fear that will keep you exactly where you don't want to be. Instead, say, oh, how about that? I'm doing this again. What's going on with me?
Yeah.
What's going on with me, Tracy? Can you tell me?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry, callers. We're going into the next half hour on this one. No.
Or what's right with me? Let's try that one.
Exactly. What's going right with me? What's going right with you? Yeah. And, that's kind of a theme. I've had that happening this week.
We're both talking. Well, it just, my word police came to me just now, to me, not to anybody else, to me, and said, oh, right or wrong? What about just being? There is no right, there is no wrong. Why are you labeling it? And so your right and wrong this week was? I mean, what you were saying about viewing what's right was?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's wrong necessarily. There's what feels good and what doesn't.
Yeah, there we go. I like that.
Yeah, so I have some things that don't feel good, but it's when I really sit down and look at it, and I draw cards for myself and do things like that to just kind of help gain clarity or what direction to look at, or is there something hidden that I'm not seeing because I'm attached to it? So I draw cards when I get in those predicaments. And the theme of the cards was definitely about, well, what's going right? Where's the gratitude? And start focusing on that. And it really does kind of pull you out of the Debbie Downer of what's not going right, So it's been a good theme to have that popping in for me this week, and just having the cards reinforce to focus on the beautiful things that are all around me all the time. And, when we get caught up in our day-to-day junk, it kind of gets a pattern of seeing those beautiful things going on every day around us. And so it gave me a chance to just, knock it off, quit pouting, start looking at what's absolutely wonderful going on all around you all the time. And I have to tell you, like 98% of my life is amazing. And then there's this 2% that it's like, gosh, I wish this could just be tweaked a little. And you know what? I'm just going to let it be what it's going to be. And I put my efforts into it, and so it's the let go, let God at this point. So there it is. And
I'm going to address something really quick, do you mind? Because I just noticed Brenda Fox is, you mind? Okay, I won't address it.
Go ahead.
But what you said is absolutely the key and the answer to what her question is. And she goes, I've been feeling out of sorts. What can I do to get back on track? And you're talking about feeling what's right with your life. You know, we're taught to focus on what we consider wrong or negative or upsetting. And, you know, first of all, let yourself have those emotions, but then turn your focus onto what you feel is good about your life, what it is that's what you feel fulfills you, you know, what feels, you know, if we're going to use, we only have the labels of words and, you know, to use. And so what feels right? What brings a smile to your face? That sort of thing. And who says you're off track? Maybe this is time for you to feel out of sorts so that you'll ask the question of what's being held there that's creating this feeling in you. You know, if we deny the feeling, we do stuff it at times. So is something bubbling up and out of you? Ask yourself questions. But, you know, and also, Brenda, go back and listen to the meditation that was done on the show just a few minutes ago. But, yeah, Tracy, good job. What's feeling right?
So, Brenda, after you listen to that meditation again, watch for me to post the letter. Because I think that's also going to help. And you guys, I'm going to do this virtual group. It's going to be a donation thing. I'll put up a link where you can, my little PayPal link. And if you feel like you can donate, I would love that because I can use support too. So, but if you are in a position where that's not a possibility, that doesn't mean you don't come, you know. I'm going to put this up because I did something yesterday that I felt really kind of opened up a whole new energy around me, and I want to share it with people, and it was about writing this letter. So watch for that. It's coming on the Facebook. I didn't have time to put it together yet, so I will put it together, and I'll pick a time and day that we can do that on and throw it out there, and whoever's supposed to be there will be there. I know that much. But Brenda, watch for that because I think that this letter might help you find your way back on track. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to put this out there for everybody who's thinking about limitations on donations and money or whatever. Whatever you donate, whatever you pay out, let it come back to you fivefold or tenfold. Keep that energy going. Money is only energy. Mm-hmm. If you believe in lack and you send it out with lack, you're not going to allow yourself to let it come back into you. So release it with love. Know it's supporting Tracy or whoever you're giving it to, sending it to, but let it come back to you fivefold. And then later on, let it come back tenfold as you are able to do that, as you're able to allow yourself to receive it. And then delight in as it comes back to you. Okay? Okay. Wow, really good. Before, shall we take a caller?
Well, real quick again, because I know how the calls go. We got a full board. We're going to forget to do this at the end of the show. Tell people how to reach you, Cherry. You guys, we do these readings one-on-one. What you're going to hear on the radio is just grabbing, you know, doing this. How would we say that? Because I don't want to...
We are not able to go completely deeply into you because we have limited time. There's a lot of callers, and we love going into as much. But also, you've got things going on that you don't want to share with the world that are important to just you. And so if you want a deeper reading, it's a matter of contacting either Tracy or me or whoever you're attracted to, where you're drawn. If you visit my website, cherrydivine.com, it'll show you what I do, or go to Terry Devine LLC and become my Facebook friend. I love friends. I'd love to have you there. So, Tracy, how do people get in touch with you?
TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan, like Nancy, not M like mayhem. Although I do get blamed for that a lot. So TracyMahan.com, all the things I do are on my page. I have rates up on the page. If you go to that page, you'll see what it is that I do. Hypnosis, regression, past life regressions are fun. Readings, coaching, all kinds of different things. And, you know, Cherry and I both do the coaching, the readings. You'd be amazed at how much you can shift your life with just a few minutes of getting connected on a deeper level. So we just put that out there. We talked about our specials that we're running earlier. You know, find me on Patreon. I have a couple specials. You can find those on my website. You can find them on my Facebook page. Cherry's got a workshop coming up. If you mention the radio show, you get the early bird special. You can't beat that. So, okay, that summary. If you want to know more, go back and listen to the first part of the show in the archive.
There you go. And it's the Hawaiian Experience Retreat. And with that, I'm going to go to caller with the last four digits, 5616. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
My name is Pearl, and I really resonated with your topic today. I thought it was really, really good, very poignant for my life right now. And my question is, I've actually been last year I cleared off all the activities so I could just and stop doing volunteer work so that I could focus on career. And this year I'm starting to focus on career to get that on track, but I've been given an opportunity that I can take to do some volunteer work, and I'm wondering how you see that for me. Should I take it or should I not? Or what do you? If I do take it, will it help my career? And I don't know whether I should or not because it's a pretty big time commitment.
So, Tracy, what do you get, honey?
Yeah, I get yes. It feels really empowering, actually. It went right to my solar or the power chakra right there at the stomach. It feels like a really good opportunity for networking and promoting, and it's good karma. It just feels like good karma. And it does feel like something that if it does become overwhelming, you could start delegating some of the stuff or sharing some of that responsibility. You want to kind of keep your energy flowing in this this arena with the volunteering. It does feel like it pays off. It may feel like it's getting a slow start, but you got to remember that it takes a little bit of time to get networking and get people to know who you are, and your energy is amazing, and you know how to shift things to work in your favor. You have a nice, powerful, kind, and I feel like an honest energy. Like you know, you're a genuine person with good integrity. I feel like people will pick up on that, and they're going to want to work with you. So I think it's good for networking. Cherry.
You know, I agree with Tracy on the yes, do it. It's showing that this is part of putting the building blocks in place for moving into a stronger career. This taps into you at a deep level, opening up a potential you haven't seen right at this moment. And I want you to notice how clear and precise, without any hesitation on Tracy's part or mine in giving your answer, because this is also significant on how good this opportunity is for you. And so it does feel, I do want you to let go of this idea that it takes, you know, it's quite time consuming, because there's a worry and a fear in that aspect of it. Look at it as taking you to the next step or next chapter of who you are and what you're choosing to do. See, there was hesitation in that, and that's where it comes into that aspect of self-empowerment. And so it's trusting that your essence is taking you to this next piece, part of you. Okay?
Interesting. Okay, and I liked your meditation. It was very powerful. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Next caller with the last four digits, 8860. Who are we speaking
Hello?
To? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Hi, my name's Amla. I'm from Connecticut. And my specific question is, if you see any good things happening in the next month and a half for me, it's regarding meeting more people on my wavelength. I feel like I'm an old soul. Yeah, it's about meeting people, meeting my tribe people, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
My tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you mind if I
grab
step
the
in,
other
Tracy?
One first, so go for it, yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'm glad you finally put out there what it is you're wanting to claim and this idea of good stuff, because the being specific is about the question. When you say, what is something good going to happen to me? Well, there's good things that happen every minute, every hour.
Yeah.
Yet when you're specific, then it opens that door. One of the things they're showing me is to tell you to open your heart further and send your signal out, your vibration, and really feel joyous about this, and you do attract in and see your community, your tribe come in. And it says there's new adventures coming up. Do new things, things you haven't tried before. And don't go into them overly cautious, you know, like wary, like what's going to happen, is anything, am I going to see anything? Because then you're staying in your head. Instead, go in with your heart and focus on the goodness, the positive of the experience. You continue to develop your community. You continue to call in your tribe. This whole year is very significant for that. So, Trace?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I actually, while I was doing that, I grabbed the Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper. And two of the cards alone said the Divine Feminine Power. You're pulling that in. You're just really bringing in this new level of who you are.
Yes.
And
yes.
It feels like the tribe, your tribe is shifting. And so that's why you're feeling like you're looking for them. So what one of the cards was is to bring forward your soul with, to me, meant that it's time to share more. And as you're sharing, you're going to really start bringing in the people that get it. And it's going to, you guys are just going to keep amplifying each other and bringing each other to the next level.
Okay.
So you're over in Connecticut, and it just really felt like, I don't know if you do different groups on, like, Facebook or even meetup groups or anything like that, but it feels like there's a community that's already, it might be in its baby stages of forming, but it feels like there's this community, and maybe you're the one that starts it, where you reach out on a meetup group or start a Facebook page or something like that. But it grows and it gets really strong, and they're showing it to me kind of like a fishing net. You know, it's like this net or grid, and it just really creates this really strong, powerful energy over where you are. So I would encourage you to kind of reach out and see if you can find a group or create a group, whichever one you're drawn to do, and keep expanding that. Because I know of a couple of people in that area that are, you know, amazing. Find Terry and I on Facebook if you haven't already got us on there. And if you ask, you can get you one person that would be really great in your area to connect with. He's in New York, but that's not too far from where you are. So
no, it's not.
It would be more likely to get connected, and then he might know even more people. So, yeah. So, Mayor, remind me. So, that would be great. I would love to help you get connected with people over there, and wonderful. I do feel like this is really the right direction for you to get connected with this tribe. I like it.
Yes.
So
I feel I'm very open to that. And, you know, with online, it really is, you know, the world is never ending. It's limitless. So why not use?
But there's something about gathering with like-minded people and maybe even doing little healing circles or anything like that where, or meeting for coffee and just having, you know, a 3-hour conversation about stuff that you can't talk to other people about. I love doing that stuff. So,
I actually just met somebody on Friday, and she's a wonderful woman, and she's a sound healing. So I'm a bit cautious. I don't want to jump in. So we're meeting in person next week, and I'll just, you know, slowly dab my toes into, you know, in the water, you know, like I don't want to go full force. I just want to kind of tiptoe in.
I just saw this in my head while you were talking, and you know how they make those salt lamps, and now they make like these big rooms with that salt lamp, the salt.
Yes.
And you can go into those, and I don't know if you have anything like that around you, but I was just shown that would be a very powerful place for you to go and check out and visit and see if it resonates with you.
Oh,
and then
totally.
You might be able to even find community within that.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a salt cave about an hour away, but there's also
salt
a place they just went to where it extracts it extracts the salt itself. So yeah, that was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. Yeah.
It'd be great.
Like
a private message, Tracy, or you know, and really get some information, and. So that would be really cool. I'm kind of looking at, I'm getting a pull from the next caller. So is that okay, girl?
The time and the callers. Okay, we have to break it up.
Yeah.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
So, okay.
Do a private message, Tracy, because you guys have a great connection.
Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'm not kidding. It was like, oh, my God, these girls, they need to talk.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
okay, caller with the last four. Whoops. With the last four digits, 0125, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State, and I would like to know, in regards to employment and career, yesterday was my last day of work, and so I'm kind of in the searching period, but I want something amazing.
Well,
it was the perfect time to end the job. But the world is supporting you on making a change. I know that.
It wasn't my choice.
You know, Carrie and I both have Erica's in our life, so this is kind of a fun one to read.
Yes, it is. My daughter's named Erica.
Nice.
So,
and my niece is Erica, so this is fun. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cherry, do you want to go first, or you want me to grab it?
Either or, whichever. So, whichever way you want to go.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, during the whole show, we're addressing fear and different things like that. And I most certainly want to pull you out of any kind of fear mode. Just don't even go there if you can possibly keep from doing it. And just bring in love around this new job that you are creating. And it sounds like you're already kind of on board with doing that. You're saying that you really want to look for something that you enjoy doing. You know, you're looking at more like a career versus a job. And so I really want you to listen to that. And okay, so what I'm kind of seeing to do is to just, even if it's only 5 minutes a day, just sit in gratitude and pull in your God, your source, the universe, whatever, however you want to word that. Pull that in and just hold gratitude for this amazing job. And you're saying it as if you're already in it. Thank you. Thank you for this amazing job. And it just really feels like when you keep that at the heart center and keep it in that love vibration,
You're going to create it very quickly, and it's going to be something that it feels like you get to work. It feels like you're working with other people around you, but I also get a sense of independence. So hopefully you are somebody that likes to work independently. You're not going to be working alone, but you're going to be trusted to get your stuff done, if that makes sense. No one's going to be hounding you. Or at least that's the goal, is that people, you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder. So it feels like, to me, it feels like that comes within the next 3 weeks. So, Cherry?
Okay. They're having me go off in a little bit different direction, and you said amazing career, amazing job. And it's a matter of letting it go that the job itself is amazing. Know that you're taking the amazement into it. Let whatever it is that comes to you be amazing, because it's going to go up and down. One minute it's going to seem ho-hum, and other times amazing. Yet if you step into it going, wow, what an experience, this is amazing, then you're creating it. Make a concentrated effort to see amazement in everything you do. You know, that's what lifts the vibration. That's what assists you in creating and drawing to you. This feels like what's coming in is a stepping stone job. It feels like you go in and it touches on things that you love so that you may develop more within yourself. And it feels like in about 2 years, it'll direct you off into another arm of or section or segment, whatever way you want to look at it, and strengthens your ability to do what it is you want and choose to do. You're very empowered. Somebody's going, oh my goodness, use this time wisely. Now that feels like an old message from early on that you were taught. Every step that you take has its wisdom, its inspiration, its message, and so that everything you do brings you wisdom. Okay. I'm like Tracy. It feels like this particular position comes very, very soon. Yet, it feels as if it was your energy that was drawing me to you and away from the other conversation that was before this, because there is fear trapped in this. Remember, it just to address the fear, press into the fear, let any message come up from it, and then allow that energy to dissolve and allow your essence to carry you forward. Okay?
Yes, I totally understand. And this morning I came across this job post, and I really, really am interested, but at the same time I kind of fear, like, what if I'm not good enough? But I'm going to put a lot of effort into the cover, into showing my strengths, and then just go from there, like, see what happens. But if not, there's also, you know, other positions that can be equally good or even better in terms of,
exactly,
you know, benefits or whatever.
Yes. And as you're doing that cover letter, put your energy, the energy of love into it. Let it bring it to you. So I'm going to suggest you go back and listen to the archive of this show and do that exercise that was there, because that's going to assist you in dissolving and resolving fear that allows you to move forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you. I really will work on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes. All right.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I have... All of a sudden, we are not grounded, I can tell you right now, because I'm looking at these numbers going, which one was on? Anyway, and I started hanging up on myself. Okay, ready? Caller with the last four digits, 7178, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Hi, this is Veronica. I'm from Oregon.
Hi.
Thanks for picking up my call. Hi. So it is for me a lot of change going on in my life, a lot of releasing things, a lot of releasing people, places, and work. And I've been getting lots of different signals of what are the new choices and what are the next paths to take. I'm just wondering how, I guess, are there any ways that I can be led, because I am trying to listen to be led, but I guess I'm just wondering how to do.
So,
so are we talking about your spiritual path, or what area of your life are we looking at?
How to listen more, how to quicken more with what being told to me.
So tapping into your intuitive gifts.
Yeah.
Good. Because guess what?
Okay.
So while you were talking, I drew two cards for you from that same dragon deck. It's Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper. Having a lot of fun with my dragon cards, as you guys can all tell. There's your connection with the infinite, with God, with Source, is very powerful. I'm seeing that you use it or can be using it as energy healing through any of the modalities, Bowen, Reiki, any of those kind of things. If you haven't done or gotten any kind of certification in those or taken a class, it might be fun to do that. I'm one of those that I enjoy taking classes. I love doing that, but I don't feel like you need to do that to access what is already yours. So you don't have to do that. Just set an intention for the healing work to come in. I also kind of see that you work with Jesus, so I don't know if that resonates with you, but I would call him in as one of your guides and see how that feels to you when you're doing that, when you're doing the work, and ask for Jesus to help set you up for the next teacher, for the next phase, for the next student even, you know, the person you're going to be working with, and work with that energy, with that master, if that resonates with you. And I keep seeing that you pull in the white light through your entire chakra system. Do that before you start doing any of your work. It just feels like you instantly pull in that white light and it moves through all your chakras, clears them, and then prepares you for whatever healing service you're going to provide, whether that's through your words or through your touch. Okay?
Okay. Well, I was going to answer, but the group decided they would love to step in now. And one of the first things you're to do is stop in this moment and trust what comes to you. Allow yourself to be carried forward by the inner essence of who you are. Let the brilliance of you be seen. Do not question so much what comes to you. Remember, what comes cannot always be molded into what is understandable within this physical world. Allow yourself to move with the rhythm of life. The main key here is that you understand to trust what is yours to know and claim it. So that's what they wanted to say. And part of what gets in your way is information will come. You'll tap into your intuitive self. Then all of a sudden the self-doubt will come up. You start questioning or trying to fit it into the physical world. Not everything is going to fit into the physical world, and this is very important you to know. But you have this amazing, amazing group of helpers that are here for you to assist you. So play the confirmation game. Let yourself say, give me confirmation, and then have fun as they send it in. I agree with Tracy on so many of the things, but it just shows you skipping along your path and just having fun while doing it. Lots of outdoor time in the spring. It shows you being outdoors, reaching down, touching flowers, even picking a few, they'll let you, and just being happy with everything that's going on. And that's what I get. That's what's going to really help you develop more of your intuitive skills. Okay?
Thank you. A lot of really resonating words. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for
calling in, Veronica.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Let's see. I'm messing this up. Anyway, gosh, we have 1 minute left, Tracy.
We have 20 seconds left, darling. So we love
you
guys.
Okay.
We'll be back here next week. For those of you that we didn't get to your call, please call in again next week. We'll do our best to get to you.
Yeah,
all right. Any last words?
Yes, and if you'd like, send a message. You were holding last week, and we'll do our best to get you first. But, you know, that's a matter of, you know, when you call in, send that message in, too, so that we can. Thank you, and TracyMahan.com and JerryDevine.com, and we'll see and talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
We're going to go get grounded now because we're still way out there.
I am. I'm grounded. Bye.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.